flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, today is National Compliment Day. And so later on in the show, we're going to open up the phone lines.
Yes.
And the text line, and we're going to read compliments. You can shout out your favorite teacher. You can shout out your wife who you've just neglected, or your, you know, your kids.
That's
you can
not going to make up for all of the neglect. It's not. Just it's for not. The record.
It's not.
But it will do a lot.
Yes.
So please call in.
There's later. Going to be, we're just going to give the radio station over to you for feel good stuff at 4 o'clock. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like compliment, compliment, compliment. In lieu of that, or because of that, right now what we want to do...
We got to balance it.
We do. It's... So, at this moment, I want to spend some time just talking about the stupidest thing that's ever hit your eardrums.
All right.
Like,
yeah.
The dumbest advice you've ever been given, the stupidest... Like, you're sitting in Chili's and you hear the person at the next table over just saying the dumbest thing you've ever... Like, just call with the stupidest thing you've ever heard in your life. T-Hack had a story about like the dumbest things, the worst advice, I think, that pregnant women have ever been given.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the one that's sticking out in my head, I remember reading, it was basically, don't drink hot tea, you'll boil your baby.
Yeah. Your baby's in your stomach,
Slacker. Yes. Oh, yeah. As we all know, your stomach gets all big because the baby's just wrestling around in there with the moons over my hammy you just fired down. But, you know, it gets cooled down in your throat, but the hot tea just don't, it just slides down too fast. And the hot water burns baby, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's the dumb, like, I've heard dumb crap in my life. How dumb are you to think you can burn?
I know, and to just be giving that unsolicited advice to a pregnant woman is like just ridiculous.
She's sitting there at Starbucks with her like green tea. What are you doing? You smack it out of her hand.
Call the cops.
This woman is abusing her unborn child. So that's terrible advice.
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear. What, or just the, I'm trying to think of the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and I've told the story on the air, but it's been a long time, and I don't even know if you guys remember. I went through a phase, I don't need to give the backstory, but I'll give a quick version. There was a wine out of Australia, I don't even remember what it was, but like, suddenly we realized it was really good, and every liquor store had it, and no one would ever buy it. So I would go to different hole-in-the-wall liquor stores, and they would just have it. And it was cheap, and I'd be like, oh, I'd buy a bottle of it. But then you're standing in line at a liquor store where you're just with some real dumb people. And there was a dude there looking at a display of some new shot that had come out, and he would not stop going, what the hell is tarantula juice? And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. He's like, they're selling tarantula juice. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, what is this? He picks up the ball. He's like, it's got a big old spider on it, tarantula. And I'm like,
Oh.
That's tarantula, sir.
Mm.
And I'm going to buy my wine and never come back to this part of Commerce City again.
Tarantula.
It was, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in person. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you've got something stupid, I'm sure Tiak and Aaron are going to blow our... Aaron's is going to be a
stop.
Here's what I said this morning. The stupidest thing you've ever heard, we want to hear what yours is. 303-222-5423. That's the number you call. That's the number you text. Who's going?
I mean, you know what? I will admit, it took me an embarrassing amount of time to learn that you can drive to Alaska. And I remember being in a conversation with my mother and my neighbor, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to go visit my daughter. She's in Alaska. And my mom was like, oh, are you flying or are you driving? And I so confidently was like, you can't drive to Alaska. Yeah. No, you can.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's all connected.
Yep.
It's all part of it.
Yeah.
Did they just pat you on your little head, or what? Yeah, they?
Pretty much. They were like, you can, but it's okay.
Hack. Mine is more the worst advice I ever got.
Okay.
I guess so I went, as you know, I'm not a fan of college. I went to a few different colleges. One, I did a stint at the University of Iowa, not afraid to call them out by name, University of Iowa, the Hawkeyes, the black and gold ones, to be clear. And when I went there, I always knew I wanted to be in radio. So I said, I guess I'll major in communications. I'll get involved with the campus radio station. Mm-hmm. And I'll do that while I'm here to help me find my dream career.
Okay.
And my advisor said, no, you don't want to do that. What you want to do is get a degree instead of in communications. You want to get a degree in journalism, because that will make you like more well-rounded, and you'll look better. And I was like, okay, you're my advisor. I'll take your advice. I'll join the journalism school. And for a solid year, I learned how to write obituaries. I learned how to do all these things that I eventually was like, where's the radio station? When does that come into play?
That's the dumbest advice.
Yeah. No, I can kind of understand it.
Nope.
From like...
Not when you know what he wanted to do.
Right. I was very clear. Like, I don't want to be here, but if I have to be here, I'll do radio. And he's like, nope, you'll write obituaries.
Anybody who listens to the show knows there's zero journalistic integrity going into the daily thought process.
Exactly.
This is different.
Exactly. I got to learn about the history of journalism, too. Also, not helpful, not relevant to radio.
I remember I just saw one that reminded me. I was talking to a person. I can't name them. They're still a client of the radio station. But it was when we were first starting out, and like you would record a commercial for this person, and then they'd want to hear it ahead of time.
Okay.
So you record it and then you send them the audio file. And I was like, and we have to send it to a salesperson, then they send it to them. I'm like, hey, can I send it straight to you? Can you give me your email? And he was like, I don't have an email, actually. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What?
How do you work?
How do you? He's like, oh, I have a Gmail. And I was like, oh, so you're two letters farther along in the email process. I was like,
that's worse than Alaska.
That's
please tell me it's worse than Alaska.
All right, the stupidest thing you've ever heard. Advice, overhearing, we don't care how stupid somebody was. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the stupidest thing you've ever heard. Be it advice or...
Maybe you just listen to the show.
Yeah. Maybe you just want to call and say,
"You guys,
did you listen to yesterday's podcast?" Because Nikki,
yay,
stupidest thing you ever heard.
I was given the advice. I bought a cat from a breeder, and the cat, like up to 2 years old, was just vicious, attacking us constantly and viciously. And so I contacted her and I asked her, like, "This is kind of crazy." And she gave me the advice that I send the cat a message telepathically, that's what she does when her cats need to clean their babies, and it's quite remarkable.
So she sent your cat a telepathic message?
She wanted me.
Oh, you to do it.
A telepathic message to not be vicious, and it would be quite remarkable.
How'd that go for you?
That didn't go.
Which pound did the cat end up at?
The cat has a screw loose, and you do also. Like,
yes. Mm. That's now a feral cat.
Have you even tried telepathy? Yeah,
you called me first. Thank you, Nikki. That is, Lee.
Yeah.
Stupidest thing you ever heard, other than that.
Well, this is one that Aaron should not follow.
Okay.
That is, I was told that you could wean yourself off of insulin.
Are you diabetic?
I was. I had kidneys.
Sounds like you weaned yourself, huh?
Did you try cinnamon? Did that cure you?
I didn't wean myself. I actually tried, believe it or not. I was just a kid at the time and believed that I could.
Oh.
Somebody literally, why'd you say cinnamon? Did somebody say that?
Oh, that's a big conspiracy where it's like cinnamon will cure diabetes. Just takes...
So just do one spoonful of it. That's a cinnamon challenge.
Like, as a diabetic, I imagine that people just come to you with the stupidest stuff.
Oh, of course.
On the daily.
Of course.
And
is that the bad kind?
Diabetic.
Yes, of course.
Is that the what bad kind?
Yeah. Like, if I could pick which one I got, you think I would want the bad kind?
All right, well, go get yourself some cinnamon there. Have you even tried telepathy? Nate.
Yeah.
What's the stupidest thing you ever heard?
It's short and sweet, but I picked this up off a replay of Dr. Phil, and he said, two hands in a hen house don't equal a bucket full of milk.
I live by that, actually.
Did he say two hens in a hen house?
Yeah, two hens in a hen house don't equal a bucket full of milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to process
this
that.
This is probably going to keep me up tonight. Does anybody? Oh, it's stupid. So it doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you want it to make sense.
So my math lizard brain is like, please pull this into something.
Yeah.
Two hens.
You need a third hen, I think, is what. I don't know.
I think you need a cow.
Two hens. Okay. In a hen house. Okay. Linda?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
No,
sorry, we're just...
I think I just hit the reset button on my brain, and I don't think I'm going to come out of this one.
Okay.
Control-Alt-Delete. Stupidest thing you ever heard?
Well, okay, in my defense, it was told to me by an adult, and I don't remember.
Okay.
Other than when I never really could answer anything in class, and then here comes the question in third grade. Anybody know about concentration camps? We're going to talk a little bit about it. It's uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, I know. It's where people go to think really hard. Ooh. And my parents got a call on that one because, you know, I guess, yeah, it was a little heavier than that.
Well, you do concentrate.
They thought you were being funny.
Racist,
yeah, they thought
funny.
I was messing around, but I really thought that's what it
like
meant.
Getting a chuckle out of Auschwitz.
Oh.
Yeah, hilarious. Pretty bad.
Wow.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Ashley?
Yes.
Yay. Stupidest thing you ever heard?
So it's kind of just me being stupid. So I have shopped at the store for many, many years.
Oh, boy.
And I see the brand and I think like a Nike or Adidas, and I'm like, don't really know it well. And I've been kind of on the Stanley bandwagon lately, and I keep seeing all these awesome Stanleys, and they keep saying they got them at DSG.
DSG. Like, I've seen that.
I'm like, what is DSG? So I'm Googling it. I'm like, is there one around me? What is this? And everything keeps coming up as Dick's Sporting Goods. And I'm like,
oh.
What is DSG? finally, it clicks, and I'm like, oh my God.
DSG is Dick's Sporting Goods.
Mm-hmm. Dick's Sporting Goods. Uh-huh. For years, I didn't realize.
I'm going to say.
You know what? That one's not terribly obvious.
That's not in the vernacular, yeah. I don't think. I think you're all right on that one. I don't think you're that stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I don't think you're that smart either, but I don't think you're that.
Just neutral. Yeah.
Thank you, Ashley. Ooh. Mike.
Yay.
Stupidest thing you ever heard.
I tell people that I have a boy and a girl twin, and they ask me if they're identical.
Oh, I've asked that question.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I think it's everyone's favorite time of the day. By the way, shoot your videos right now of you singing along to the News or Nope.
Please. And if you haven't watched Hazel do it,
that thing's traveling. It's going viral. That is a great video.
So
your daughter going, news.
No.
It's her favorite word.
No.
With butter or breadcrumbs, something.
Butter. Yeah, she doesn't put her slice of bread down.
Yeah, it's pretty
relatable.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're raising them right.
Yeah, so if you too are singing along to the News or Nope theme, send us your videos.
News.
No. Our only real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
Good evening. There's been an update. Oh, sorry. I never say good evening. Welcome to the program.
Oh, there you go. Yay! Aaron's playing along.
There's been an update to the Super Bowl halftime show. We know it's Kendrick Lamar performing. Sure. I was going for like the news, like, why would that? What?
I'm just trying to think of all the sounds that you might have used with pepper.
The like news incoming report.
Like breaking news sound.
This is what this is.
But no? There's a different one, but it's very similar. Anyways, Kendrick Lamar is performing. And it's been announced that SZA will be joining.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Okay.
Did you see Doja Cat's got a commercial during the Super Bowl?
She like partners with Taco Bell, and it's hilarious because she's the reason we got like, what did we get back? It was like the Mexican pizzas or something.
She got that back?
Yeah.
She did.
Yes.
I never liked them until they came back, and they are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a Taco Bell commercial.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is doing a thing where if you pull up to Taco Bell, some of the Taco Bells have like a, there's like a, it's almost like a kiosk that you're driving through and you can like stop and take your picture.
Oh.
Really?
Okay. It's like, yeah, a little selfie station. Yeah.
I don't want evidence that I'm there.
No, I know. But like, and you do something goofy.
Back again.
Tia just blasts through.
It's Baja just a blaster.
It's a Hyundai at like 90 miles an hour in a drive thru. They want their Super Bowl commercial to be non-famous people. So they're just going to use people in their cars for the thing.
Oh, God.
But the commercial.
So now you're going to be embarrassed in front of.
This is going to be Tia.
It's going to be me 8 times in the thing. Yeah. Like, is that that same guy?
Yes. That's what's going to happen. No. Anyway, in the commercial, they're saying we don't want famous people in our commercial.
Mm.
So they show people driving into the kiosk and then SZA jumps up behind their passenger window. Doja Cat.
Okay.
She's like, oh, and they're like, Doja Cat, stop. We don't want famous people in the photos.
Okay.
The
That's cute. So,
all right. Do you want more Super Bowl commercial information? I have more information about another.
I think there's going to be a Harry and Sally one, When Harry Met Sally, because I've seen some posts.
I saw some teasing about that.
Everyone tried, they post like, oh, we're collaborating for something epic. And you're like, probably a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah,
okay.
The other one that I've already seen some of the takes from it, Post Malone and Shane Gillis go to a house party and ring the doorbell, and it's basically from the footage of the Ring cam, and no one's answering. They're holding a 6-pack of Bud Light, and they're waiting for somebody to open the door, and they're like, come on. So Bud Light, mark my words.
That's going to be their new phrase.
Instead of dilly dilly or was that? It's come on. And if Post Malone and Shane Gillis are saying it, you're going to say it
yeah.
as well.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Flawlessly transitioning from Slacker's Post Malone story into this breaking news story of Post Malone as he's set to unveil a new collaboration with Oreo. Huh. You don't like Oreos?
I mean, I thought my story was cooler. Come on!
Oh no, it's already happening.
We could be on the cutting edge, you guys.
Ooh. They've already trademarked it. Like, are you
kidding
me?
No, I'm just saying, but we're saying it before. Everybody's going to be like, why is the Slacker show saying come on all the time? And then a couple weeks from now, everybody's going to be like, whoa, did they steal that from the Slacker show?
They had insider knowledge.
Come on! Okay, he's collabing with Oreo.
Yeah, it's got a twisted cream center. It's got salted caramel and shortbread flavors. And they have a bunch of 9 different options of the special embossment on the cookies that were all picked by Post
himself. I do love that Oreo goes the extra mile and embosses the cookie.
Yeah, that's cool. And 9, that's a good number. It's like, so you're getting your money's worth. Pre-sale on January 27th, available for purchase on February 3rd.
May I have yet another aside?
Mm-hmm. What's going to stop you? Okay, it's the nothing. Slacker show.
This is about you. And this is an intervention on Aaron as part of News or Nope today.
Okay.
Oreo?
Yes.
Post?
Yeah.
You're going to kill Aaron.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hold on, I have it.
Okay. Just got me out.
We're live. I don't know how I do that.
And you edit.
There's a thing that's going on with Aaron when, as it relates to things like this. With 9 what? Different Oreo cookies embossed, Aaron's going to get by the Post Malone Oreos and sit there and hork down a sleeve of them in order to eat each of the 9 different embossed.
No, I won't.
How? Really?
Yeah.
I've watched you with a bag of Hershey's that have different houses of Harry Potter, and you're like, you're like Cookie Monster. You're like Hufflepuff. Ooh, Slytherin. I'm like,
I do eat
Jesus, like, Aaron.
The mini ones for the record.
It doesn't matter if they're mini. If you eat 47, no, it doesn't.
But I'm not going to do that because they're not gluten free. The Oreos.
Mm.
I have some respect for myself.
I plan on eating a sleeve in the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Come on!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is supposed to be magical.
I always forget about it.
Oh, you do? And you forget and you're like, now you're panicked.
Yeah. This gives me anxiety.
Okay, here's what it is. It's Friday. Oh, we need a theme for it. Why don't we use Rebecca Black? It's Friday. It's Feel Good Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is where we devote just a little bit of time in a non-cynical way. The Slacker Show prides itself or is embarrassed by the amount of negativity we spread. Mm-hmm. And this is a few minutes where we're going to tell you some of the good stories we may have been skipping. Have I vamped long enough for you to find a story? Aaron's like combing the non-usual websites. You want to go first, Hack?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
My story is out of the UK.
Hello. Wait, this isn't that part of the show.
There is a 55-year-old man. His name is Emmett, and he has donated his kidney to help save an 11-year-old girl, which is already an awesome story. But what makes, I think, the story an even better Feel Good Friday story.
Oh my God.
Is the reason Emmett decided to donate his kidney.
He's going to go.
I'm going to go.
He's genuinely close.
Emmett had a daughter named Sarah who was battling some complex health problems. Oh. She needed a kidney for much of her young life, and she got one. She finally got one, and 364 days after receiving her new kidney, unfortunately, his daughter, Sarah, passed away. And he said, I quote, Emmett says, I donated a kidney because a kind stranger donated one to my daughter. I saw the appeal for Amber, and there were so many similarities between Amber and Sarah.
Oh, my God.
I felt I had to put myself forward, and luckily I was a good match. So shout
it's
out.
It's Feel Good Friday, and everyone in the room, Aaron is.
I'm holding it together.
So thank you.
Oh my God, woo. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. So Amber has a new lease on life as an 11-year-old girl. So shout out to Emmett.
Thank you. Can I just piggyback on that?
Sure.
whenever you can, get your driver's license out. Mm-hmm. And if there's not a red heart on it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
get one.
Absolutely.
They're not going to kill you in the ER.
No.
To harvest your organs. Be a flippin' organ donor.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to go on?
I feel like everything is just going to be a letdown. Like, I don't...
Give it a try.
Mine is... There are great people in the world who donate kidneys. There are other great people who just, like, help people pick lottery numbers. And then they help people win.
What happened?
South Carolina... Sorry, I'm trying to read through my tears.
I know. That was so powerful.
In South Carolina, a customer walked into a convenience store and asked the clerk to just like pick a random scratch ticket.
And the clerk said, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. And it turns out it was a $10 lottery ticket, and it was a $500,000 winner.
Whoa.
Did they kick back to the clerk?
It doesn't say.
You rip a kidney out and give it to him. Even if he doesn't need a kidney, you hand that person a kidney. Oh my God. Okay.
Told you, it's just a letdown. I don't.
No, that's not a letdown. Okay. I have a feel-good Friday story from Colorado.
Ooh.
All right.
And they might even be listening to our show. Randy and Alexandria, if you're listening, you're on Feel Good Friday right now.
Congratulations.
They were engaged. The blizzard was coming recently. They decided to rethink their wedding plans. In a T-hack like twist to the story, they had recently found out that their little puppy, had two large tumors.
Mm. Oh, no.
And that their puppy was not long for this earth.
Oh.
With the blizzard coming and their wedding plans, they didn't know what to do. They discovered that the state of Colorado is one of the states where you can just get married and you don't need an officiant and you don't need a witness to sign the marriage license.
Okay.
It's just your two signatures is enough. Just ask me any questions you need. I can get you through the marriage, the divorce, all of it. They decided to go get a marriage license, get married with their little puppy, Bella, who is terminal. They put Bella's paw into some ink.
Mm.
And on their marriage license are three signatures. Randy, Alexandria, and their terminal puppy, Bella.
Very sweet.
That's
very
a really sweet. Fun witness. Like, that's really cute.
We're gonna go cry. Feel Good Friday. We'll be happier next week.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I want to say that I'm genuinely unprepared for this, even though I sort of...
It was your idea.
This was my idea.
Mm-hmm.
And this... We do this a lot on the show where we'll say something is like TX idea because it is, and I kind of want it to fail so I can tell him, keep your ideas to yourself.
Your list. Right?
Yeah. In the spirit of what we're supposed to be doing, I'm already failing.
Same.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously.
It is, as are you.
Oh, no.
Different days of the year are different things, and like for some reason, there's probably more than one of these throughout the year. It's like, because like, oh, it's Pi Day, but then like 2 days later, it's like, oh, it's International Pi Day. And 6 months later, it's like, it's Regional Round Fruit Flavored Pastry Day. And you're like, that's pie.
Can we get on the same page?
Right. Like there should be one Pi Day, and that day is 3/14.
Yes.
This is one of those days that is somehow set aside called Compliment Day.
National Compliment Day, yes.
Sure. Is it national, international, whatever?
I saw national.
Okay. When I saw that, it was one of those moments where every once in a while comes up is like, key to a great marriage is compliment your partner. And I'm like,
my divorce lawyer is wonderful. Yeah,
where's the dictionary? Compliment. What is that?
Yes, I've given him ketchup, mustard, all the compliments. So in the spirit of Compliment Day, we threw a post up on social media and there's, you know, people don't know how to react to it on our social media Because it's like,
they think we've been hacked.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It's like, write a compliment and we'll read it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you, and we're not even fishing for compliments for us because somebody complimented the morning show. They were like, morning show's great. It's like, oh, okay. Go on their page and say the afternoon show's great. Effing.
Hey. We have one lane we need to stick in right now.
So we're going to give you this radio station. Mm-hmm. You can call. You can text.
Yes.
You can go to our socials.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to read the things that are written and we're going to air you. You can compliment us. Mm-hmm. You can compliment your sig other. You can compliment your kids. I mean, for me, like I don't compliment anybody. And it's bad. Because...
Mm-hmm. Aaron and I have talked about that.
Here's my problem. If I'm being honest, and it's gonna sound like I'm being arrogant when I say this,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty good at most things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I play guitar, good luck.
Yeah. Oh, you shred.
When I do radio, I'm pretty good. I've been doing it for a really long time.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate. But I'm pretty. So the problem with that is, that's my standard. And then if you do that, then you were on the same page. I don't feel like I should say anything to you. It's like, way to go. Way to do what I'm already doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that's a bad thing. Like my kids get good grades and I don't say anything because I was a 4.5 student.
Ooh, 0.5.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Well, I took a whole bunch of AP classes.
Wow. Okay.
So, right.
But well, even back then, that was... much bigger deal. It wasn't like online classes and stuff.
No, so this was
that's
literally
credit to you.
Right.
Okay, I compliment you on that.
Thank you.
That's good.
But like, so my kids come in, it's like, I got a 4.0, and I'm like, don't you have AP classes? It's like, yeah. Well, then shouldn't it be higher than 4.0?
Oh, no.
Oh.
That means they got a B in something, or a B in a 4 in an AP class is still just 4 kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm getting at is, I know that I don't, man, I am really painting myself into a bad corner, but I know I don't compliment enough because I think I'm just...
You have the minimum pretty high.
Yes. The bar is set way too high for me, and I know that's a problem. So I'll start with an apology to my children, the slew of ex-wives, and you two. I'm sorry that I don't compliment more.
Oh, well, thank you.
Having said that, knowing full well all day that it was National Compliment Day, I got nothing. I mean, I want to tell TX, like, you're like, I've done it recently on the air where I go, your hair falls perfect, like, and you have these doughy eyes, like, you're just, and you're just,
thank you,
and your fashion, like, your jacket game lately has been
thank you. Wow.
But it just feels like, I don't know, physical compliments don't feel like a compliment, really.
I see that. I try to avoid them when I can,
because
really?
See, because it's just saying, well, hey, that jacket's great, but it's like, yeah, but I'm a good person.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm more than just...
I want to go for the deeper ones. And granted, like, yes, I do like your jacket, but I like your personality more.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Although, I don't know, because the other day when I was DJing, a guy came up to me. He was like, dude, your beard is killing it. You have to tell me how you get it that way and stuff. And it, like, changed my life because no one's ever, like, just come up and, like, oh, I didn't even know it looked good. So I like the physical ones, too. Maybe because I just don't get them ever.
Can I just say this, based on what you just said? Anyone listening... The rest of the night, days from now, you can just walk up to any man with a beard and go, nice beard, man. Way to go. And you don't realize it because it seems stupid. It changed his life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it would yours too, right?
Yes.
You'd be like, thank you. Oh, I worked so hard. I thought this side was uneven and I just trained. And you would, thank you. Thank you.
And it's a nothing burger.
Mm-hmm.
With somebody, you got me into buying some nice shoes, and somebody came and was like, 4 is nice. And I'm like, huh? They
they noticed me.
Yes. So we've run out of time for compliments. If you want to give somebody a compliment, us or some stranger, this is when you call in. Text your compliments to 303-222-5423 or call with them.
Mm-hmm.
I did T-Hack. I got nothing for you, Aaron. Go ahead.
That's fine. A friend of show.
Your red hair is so red.
No, what? We're actually going to stay on T-Hack for a minute.
Okay.
Oh,
there's a friend of show who wants to compliment T-Hack on his impeccable taste in shoes. They said it's a little boost of serotonin to click on his Instagram story post. So If you want that boost of serotonin, go follow him. T Hack is whack.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I have gotten weirdly a lot of positive response to me posting my shoes, which to me I've just never thought to do. So thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything about you? Or like?
And then there's
Enough of me. I don't like this. No, weird.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I recently was going through our text line,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember the exact words, and I should have went and looked for it, but somebody said something to the effect of, we need to record your laugh or bottle your laugh, because your laugh is like infectious and awesome. And I know that's a compliment that hits you right in the feels, because somebody at some point said the opposite.
Senior year of high school, Jonah said my laugh was annoying. So I made sure that Denver hears my laugh.
Hey, Jonah. Oh, no. It's compliment day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Thank you, Jonah.
Suck it, Jonah!
No, thank you for helping
inspire
put that fire.
You
yeah.
to
yeah,
go
yeah.
do this.
Texter Mike right now says, Aaron is my favorite. It's a good compliment. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Are we going to be able to do a full round without being like, because if anybody compliments one of us, the other two are going to feel slighted.
No, I don't think so. Because
they're all
going to
compliment you.
No,
nobody texts you like, Tucker, dig your...
I have compliments for you guys. Just hold on.
Okay.
Oh. I just want to say, though, Rachel says that her husband, Nathan, is such a wonderful guy who works hard to keep their 10-month-old daughter happy and home. She says he's the entire package and more.
I love
that. Can I just do one real quick?
Yes.
I think T-Hack is an exceptional father.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
And husband. Mm-hmm. And I think you, Aaron, are one of the greatest aunts on the face of the planet Earth.
Thank you.
Like the
Absolutely.
Way you talk about your time with Declan and your time with Patrick.
I constantly call them annoying, but, and like terrors.
That's
but.
What makes you good at it. Because you can be self-deprecating and hate them.
Mm-hmm.
And that hate is about 1/10 how much you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
All right, well, we're going to get to more compliments about us that Aaron hopefully has.
I feel like I need a shower or something. We don't do this.
It's compliment day, and we're going to do this for
it's
about...
compliment day.
Jonah, suck it! Compliment anyone and everyone. Text or call 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so it's compliment day. We're giving it a whirl to do some compliments. I tried to compliment you guys. I think I did okay. Nobody really said
You did great. Those were great compliments. I would want to compliment you on them.
Aaron, would you like to read the compliment that happened? Aaron's like, there's some really good texts, and we're going to read a bunch of your texts. We're going to take a couple phone calls, but we're going to read texts.
The first one we got.
Was?
How do you even fit in the room with Slacker's big head?
You know, every day, it's harder and harder.
It's compliment day! It's compliment day! Brett?
Yay!
Compliment. Who are you complimenting?
I have the best sister in the world. It doesn't matter if it's money or her physical help or anything. She will help anybody and anyone at any time.
What's her name?
Alexis.
Alexis.
Alexis, that's awesome.
Brett, I think it's probably true, but I just want to make sure you do tell her, right? You're not just calling the radio station.
Well, now she should hear it.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, it's important that you also tell her to her face, but that's a great compliment.
Thank you.
I love
man.
It. Yeah.
Before I go to the phones, you guys want to read any more texts?
Sure.
Sure.
T-Hack is a funny dude. Also great beard.
Oh, thank you.
Someone said that they want to compliment the Dutch Bros team in Inglewood. They're always correct on orders, fast and nicer than the job would require. So shout out them.
Cool. Okay.
We might have to make compliment day come back, but keep going.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. It's hard to keep up. It's in the best way possible. A long one. We'll say with no doubt, I've been wanting to text you guys for a long time. I think your show is awesome. And I think you are real true people. Stay true and real. I'm 40 years old and think your show hits to all ages and groups. Slacker, I've lived a life and love how you keep true to yourself in life. I'd like to thank all three of you for making me laugh every day. I've been going through one of the hardest child custody situations with my ex, and mentally I feel like I've shut down and I'm not myself. But every time I listen to your show, it helps me a little. It helps me get a little escape and bring positivity to my day. So thank you for always being your genuine selves.
Wow. Thank you.
I'm going to say that, it's just like, that's really long and that's amazing, but it's just, they don't have to be that long. I guess what I was like, guys, everybody go compliment somebody today.
Do. Yes. Yeah.
Cause it's like, that's wow. Cause we're in here just
goofing off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if you're driving through Dutch Bros and you think they did a great job, tell them. Tell them. That's, I love it.
Eric.
Yay.
Compliment day. Who we compliment? Well,
first, I want to thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to compliment people. That's really awesome.
We have to do this more often.
Yeah. It feels normally. Yeah. I don't like doing feel good stuff, but this is working. Okay, thank you for that.
I want to compliment the Denver Broncos for an awesome season.
Wow.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know what the fans do? We all do it.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the first round of playoffs. Damn it! Get rid of Peyton. Bo Nix sucks. It's like that's true.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Only one team ends their season with a win every year. Correct. In every sport. And I like that.
And more importantly, I think Bo Nix deserves Rookie of the Year.
I think he might get it. I mean, there's some other dudes awesome. who are up there, but he was pretty impressive. So
yes.
Thank you for the call, Eric.
We got another text. Somebody wanted to compliment both us and the morning show. They listen every day when they're not working, and they also want to compliment their two beautiful daughters for being amazing mothers to their three beautiful grandchildren. That's cool.
Shout out Johnny, who got an awesome new job. Your wife is so proud of you. You are simply the best man there ever was. Happy last day of work,
Johnny.
Yeah,
you got, that's awesome. Good for you,
Josh.
Yay.
It's compliment day, and I feel like the Grinch, like my heart has grown three sizes.
I'm gonna cry.
Since I know. It's like a proud wife, and like, it's okay. Josh, who are you complimenting?
I'm complimenting my loving, adoring, beautiful wife, Teresa. Me and her have gone through a lot of stuff in the last couple of years, and without her by my side, things would not be the same. They're definitely the best they can be right now.
Thanks, Josh.
And I guess my daughter.
Thank you.
Thanks. Is this how Delilah gets to feel every day? This is awesome.
Now I don't like it anymore.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I know we're supposed to be done with compliment day, but we're reading your text. We want you to know, just, it's compliment day. Compliment a stranger today. Compliment the love of your life. Compliment your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You can send your text to 303-222-5423. Hit us up on social. Read the latest one.
Can I say this?
Yes!
Okay. Someone said Aaron's in my spank bank. Thank you.
Now I'm jealous.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Aaron has a problem with it.
You're telling me you don't?
I don't have a problem with it. It's a story, because so many stories about mental health are about women.
Yeah, because we have to deal with you guys.
No, that's not it. There's a touching story that
I'm gonna bill you for my therapy. Just kidding, I don't go. Surprise.
Oh my God. There's a story about men's mental health.
Yes.
And I found it.
Which
and
is
I wanted
very
to talk
important.
About it.
Yes. I like for sure it's important.
And the reason I wanted to talk about it is I feel like I personally, and you included, Aaron, have let T-Hack down. There was a point where we had talked about doing something called a hubby hookup, where we brought a bunch of wayward men together who don't know how to make friends.
Which is just men.
A real thing.
Like a lot. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Because most of, at a certain point in life, most of your friends are your wife's friends' husbands.
Yes. You just get
you're not actually friends with them. You're just like,
right.
Hey, Tom. Hey, T-Hack.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You bond over that one thing you talked about the first time you
met. Remember? And you're like, yeah. We talked about it every single time I've seen you.
Still working at that place?
Yeah. Yep. Oh! Wouldn't call it working, Bob.
Well, that's enough.
It's horrifying.
Go on our way.
So here's the mental health story. Men need friends. Guys lose half of their emotional support networks between the ages of 30 and 90. Aaron comes in, crumples up the story, and goes, that's a worst thing I ever.
Between 30 and 90, like, yes, we're all gonna lose half of our friends in 60
you guys live
year
forever.
Span.
Ugh. And you don't lose friends. Like, if you don't.
That's not true. We do.
No, well, you alienate them on purpose.
No.
Yeah, you do. Bees no. be crazy. Truth.
So we still, it still counts as losing friends.
Men just like, first off, we die earlier, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
okay, quit
90.
Bragging.
Oh my God, if you're a clinician, if you're a therapist, will you just stop by the studio and have a talk sesh with Aaron? That's like...
I get what Aaron is saying. That is a long time. You would expect as friends
like it's
move
given.
Away, pass away, like that happens. But if you dig deeper into the story, it says that the average 30-year-old male has a support system of 2. And it drops to 1
I
by the time.
I think that's what they're
so
saying.
So that's the point, is at 30, we
only
have 2.
Well, they should put that in the headline.
But at 30, like at 30, your friend network is still good. And men, we've like, by 30, our high school guys have all kind of spun off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they spin off faster now, I feel like. Because we, like, ugh, I don't know. You just, ugh. Like, you might go see him at the 10-year reunion, so that's 28. And you're like, yeah, I don't think I ever need to see that dude again. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, you start to realize you're like, we happened to live in the same town
Correct.
When we were 17. And if we met
and
today, I don't know.
He had a fake
ID
and I didn't, and that's why we were friends.
Yeah.
That. But so by 30, you're just kind of hosed. And then it just gets worse and worse. I think the 30 to 90 does seem like, oh, yeah, it's a slow trickle. It's not. We're screwed already at 30. Mm-hmm. And by 90, we're penniless and alone.
And I see that and I hate that. I do want to say I think that can be applied to everyone. That's one thing that like I wish I was warned younger is like how difficult it is to make friends as an adult.
That's so not true for you. You just joined a new friend group.
It is
like on accident with squirt guns at a live at 5.
Listen, that was not easy.
And we were there too.
Yeah, and nobody wants to be our friend.
That's not true.
No, who wants to be my friend?
Text in. 303-222-5423.
No, that feels beggy. Only text in if you want to be TX friend.
But I do think...
I don't even want to be my friend.
I do think it is like worse for dudes because there's this stigma that men can't ask for help. You need to be strong. You can't rely on anyone. You can't have the support. You just got to do it yourself. And yeah. That's the importance of friendship is you have those people that you can support on no matter what.
I don't know why I said on.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think Aaron's right. I don't know whose like fault it is. Cause there were guys that I would play basketball with every week, you know, and it'd be like, oh, who'd you play with? And I'd be like, the guys that are always there or like who? And like, I don't know their names.
You don't? So no. When you're about to dish to them, you're just like, hey,
no, I mean, we
maroon
just don't
shirt.
Like, you just go and you play basketball and then you leave. Yeah. It's just,
but you don't ever go like, hack, I'm open.
Not really.
Oh,
wow. No. But I don't know. Is that my, like, I should have introduced myself, but also that was just the culture. It's like a hard thing. Who's going to break
Make
through
the first?
Yeah, but
first.
You all want it.
Exactly.
You all want it.
But do we?
You do. Don't you think other men think like you?
I
think they
I don't
do.
Know.
I think everybody's just so like too awkward to be like, oh man, it'd be so weird if I asked that guy with the long hair for his number, but I think he's kind of cool. He's always got cool shoes on, but no one asks you.
Yeah,
I don't want to look weird.
Yeah, no one makes the first move.
Right. So then we just all die alone.
Yeah,
whereas Aaron is like, squirt me.
No, I do not say that.
So what's the, like, I don't want this to be all about you, but like, to me, do not think. Answer immediately. Who's your best friend?
My wife.
Who's your best male friend?
My friend, Raj.
When was the last time you saw Raj?
He came to town about a month ago, and I saw him for one night. I had about four hours.
And before that?
A couple years.
That can't be your best friend, bro.
I mean, they do live in different states.
That can't be your best friend.
It still can.
No, that you can't rely on somebody. Yes, like... In the global arching, like, he knows more about me and blah, blah, blah. But, like, you need a local bury a body bro.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that. Because it can't be your wife.
Yeah, and I have, my cousin lives here, but that's the same. He's my cousin. It's like a different, you know, we didn't meet in the same, I've known him forever. It's a different thing. I don't have just a friend, you know, but I want to ask you, do you feel like, you have a lot of buddies and stuff, but do you feel like you have a good support
system? I have three or four dudes that I could call right now and they would not even ask a question about who's rolled up in the carpet.
Wow.
Not a question.
But even that answer, you are slacker. You have a lot of friends. You're the life of the party. And you said three guys?
Probably
four,
three.
You know, I mean, that sure. Like everyone's circle is small.
Well, yeah, I have the two, Rachel and Melina. Those are my ride or
but
dies.
But then you have a bunch more.
I have friends that I can go to the movies with and just hang out casually.
Whereas, see, I have my three and then maybe two weird little, you know.
Is that us?
I didn't want to say it out loud.
Buy a body.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
TAC?
Yeah.
Stop leaving the room.
Yeah, I need you to, I don't care what happens. We need to move a desk in here. You stay in this room from now on.
Why?
Because TAC does probably the most work on this show.
Like, probably.
He has to go. running back and forth during the show, answering calls, pulling together the stuff for the podcast.
He does a lot, yeah.
Yeah, just running.
Thank you, yeah. It's a lot of back and forth.
When you leave, sometimes Aaron talks.
Okay.
And I don't like it. I don't want to be alone in a room with her ever again.
Okay. Why do you think I leave so much?
Or, how about this? How about you take me with you?
What's going on?
He literally was only gone for like 10 seconds.
It was long enough for me, like, I don't know how to explain this, but my faith in the future, not of America, but of humanity, is shaken to the core.
Oh, no.
By how stupid this woman in front of me is.
You know, I think I left some in the other room, actually. I'm gonna...
You stay right there.
Okay.
Okay. Let me digress for a moment. Do you care at all about JFK, MLK, RFK? Do you know anything about those things?
Yes.
The assassinations how they all look.
All the conspiracies around them and how everything has been.
And you know how that word conspiracy has become a thing where it's like if you say, oh, that's a conspiracy, then you seem like a wing nut, like you seem like a dumbass.
Yeah.
But then we've kind of borne it out with COVID and other things where it's like, that's a conspiracy. And it's like, oh no, actually that was true.
Oops, yeah.
My bad. Like
there used to just be like three conspiracy theories.
Right. Yeah. We never landed on the moon.
Right. That was the big one.
The queen owns DIA and there's a secret city underneath it.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
and JFK, RFK, MLK, secret mafia, Cuba, or our own government had each of them.
Haven't heard any of those.
Okay.
Aaron, if it would be all right, maybe you need to run out of the room for a little while and let smart people talk and you can...
You're right. And then now everything gets called a conspiracy and then whether or not it...
And it's a way of dismissing somebody who might have an idea you just don't like.
Eventually comes true and then you never circle back and go, oh, I guess that wasn't so conspiratorial.
And so the whole thing started, conspiracy theory as a negative connotation, kind of started with Kennedy because moon landing was after that. Because RFK said, I say we send a man to the moon for the end of this decade. And they did, but he was dead.
Mm, okay.
And we sent the man to the moon in like 69.
Went to the moon in 1960. Yeah.
And he was killed in 63, I believe.
Okay. But before my time.
Right, before everyone's time. Before time itself.
Okay.
Donald Trump, our president, has decided, he said he was going to do this the first time and he didn't do it, but he's going to release the documents about JFK, RFK, and MLK. Now, I have heard after he was president the first time, people asked him about it. It was like, you said you're going to release it. And he said something to the effect of, I'm not that political, so I don't know what he said. But he said something like, I've seen it. You don't want to see it. It wouldn't be good if everybody saw it.
Interesting.
It was like, when you get to be president, you can go in there and go, okay, the UFO thing, what's going on with that? Wait, are they real? Or like okay, so
you get all the answers,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and then he was the kind of guy who like, I get in there, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you everything. And it's like, he got in there, he's like, nope, can't tell you. That's, whoa, you can't. So that leads me to believe one of the conspiracy theories about JFK, And for sure, well, then his brother was murdered shortly after. And Martin Luther King as well. They were trying to frame that guy for having affairs and stuff. Martin Luther King was a, like, insanely influential human being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, like, I don't know, were they framing the affair? He did have affairs, right?
I know, but they were trying to make him, instead of, I think what happened was...
Like, discredit him because of that.
It's like, yeah, you make it, like, he's got all these radical, smart ideas where it's like, why don't we just all kind of get along? I was like, what? Let's divide the racial things, like, not on the content, the color of your skin, but on the content of your character. And it was like, people are like, ah, no, that guy cheats on his wife. Well, his ideas are crazy. And you're like, what? And that didn't stick, so they killed him.
That's the theory out there, yeah.
Correct.
And that's, I don't know what is a conspiracy or not. I bet a majority of people believe that's what happened.
And
like,
Kennedy,
it was a planned kind of thing.
You can make, what's the name of the director? Oh my God. Oliver Stone. Mm-hmm. He made a movie about Kennedy. You should watch it. It's got Kevin Costner. It's kind of good. Okay. And it explores kind of the theories and stuff. I can't even make eye contact with Erin because she's so...
I'm going to
get to the point where I explain why you're stupid.
Noted. But, thanks. But like, I truly don't know any of the conspiracies with these three people. I know the one about Princess Diana, but like,
also,
I don't...
another great one where it's like... That seems really weird. That driver would speed like that, and just from the paparazzi, what? Like,
it wasn't under a bridge.
Yeah.
It was like right where you can't see.
Yeah,
and
like in a tunnel or under a bridge or something.
Yeah, it was in a tunnel.
That's right.
And it's just like, what? Wait,
but
I
literally have not heard any with
and
these
she
three
was
men.
Another sort of unifying force.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you take
that was
these
our
people
princess.
Who are a little too good. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this stuff. The point is, in a minute, Aaron's an idiot. But
noted.
But back to good people.
No, but like, I'm saying the things that have gotten people killed. If you believe in the conspiracies, like everyone who witnessed JFK's assassination, like all the people who came forward went like, I heard like four shots. That person died in a car wreck. Because the official narrative is, no, there's only two or three. Or whatever.
Somebody's
like, no,
Oswald,
I heard like
he acted
I heard
alone.
Shots from over in this area. It's like, oh my God, they got brain cancer and died fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, wait, what?
Yeah, and then it's been even more sketchy because everyone's gone, well, let's look at the files. What do you had? And they go, nope.
Can't look at them.
Nope, can't look at them. And it's like,
that
well,
was 60 years.
We're not hiding anything, but you can't look at them. And that's like, well, that people don't like that.
Files get released in government stuff.
Well, yeah, we saw that with like the UFOs and what is Area 51, and we all were like, yeah, we knew there were aliens,
right?
Moving on,
and nobody cares.
Yeah,
I know.
But
I
this
know.
One, here's the deal.
We really fumbled that one. We were so gung ho, and then it's like,
yeah, they're real. Anyway, look at this over here. So one of the things that happened is like, there's people who heard shots from the grassy knoll, and if you watch the Zapruder film, which is one of the films that somebody shot.
Mm-hmm.
His head goes back as if the shot did not come from above. It came from in front of him.
Hmm.
Right?
Right.
And then in the official narrative, like he got shot, a senator or somebody else got shot, whatever. He got shot like several times. Anyway, they said there was like three bullets and one of them ricocheted off the ground, which made a sound like another bullet. So that ricocheted bullet, I don't mean to get all the way down in the weeds on this, but I do get excited that this stuff is coming out. If a bullet ricocheted, it would have hit the ground and be like crumpled up and small, right?
It like sure, yeah.
Went through a body and then ricocheted. I don't know if you've ever seen what a shot bullet looks like.
Mm-mm.
Unless it went
They're
through a
condensed.
Watermelon, it doesn't look like a bullet anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even if it just hits bone, it doesn't look like a bullet anymore, but let alone off the ground. So the official thing was like there was three bullets and like three people got hurt. So then, and one ricocheted. So they made this one bullet that was magic that went through Kennedy and then took a right turn in midair and went through another guy and then ended up back in Kennedy. And then when Kennedy's on the gurney in the hospital next to him, magically the bullet was sitting there unhurt by having penetrated like three people. It's the magic bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this was back in the day, obviously before cell phone cameras
no
before,
right.
So it was just kind of it was easier to just go, here's what happened, moving on.
The moral of this story is everything I just did, they're going to release these documents even though it could
but
wreak
you
havoc.
Are you are actually helping explain my point.
No, well, sort of, and I'm not. So Aaron's thing is, she says to me, I'm like, I'm kind of excited about the Kennedy thing, this is gonna be great. What do you remember your exact words?
Yeah, I do.
Oh no. Okay.
I said, I don't understand or I don't know a lot of this. This is why I need TikTok. So someone else can read all the files and explain it to me as if I'm 12.
Which it's is our what nation's you're doing. History. And you're this doing- moron head from Dumbassville is going to get her information even, from the Chinese spyware.
I'm not joking, though. I have learned more from TikTok than I have in my whole, like, academia career.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. We strive on this show to try not to, like, I don't know. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about sports, really. Mm-hmm. We don't, like, I have no choice but to talk about sports for a second.
Okay. Ooh. I'm down.
Okay.
I know this isn't a room of sporty people.
T-Hack and I understand. We are.
If I say words.
I am sporty. You act like I am sporty.
Who's left NFL playoffs?
The Bills, the Chiefs.
I asked him who just said he's sporty.
I was going to say the Chiefs.
Okay. Who else?
The Bills.
Okay.
But
I'm sporty. I don't follow football.
Okay. No, and I
would
okay.
you are you sporty?
I think I am.
Okay. Who won the NBA championship last year?
Those tall guys. Okay. The Nuggets were the year before.
Uh-huh.
Who's always in it? Golden State. You don't even know. You don't even know.
I do know. I'm just double checking.
Was it the Lakers? No, Lakers have been terrible. See, and here we are just way down deep into the sports.
Who won the Stanley Cup last year?
The Avs.
I think we all have
last year.
Oh, the Knights. Did the Knights win?
I don't remember.
Jesus, this room!
It was Boston Celtics for the NBA. We all have our own sports, I think, that we follow. I don't follow football that closely.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to say this. I have a neighbor.
Oh, that's right. It was the Panthers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Okay. I have a neighbor who's from Kansas City, or she's from Hayes, Kansas, I think.
Okay.
I only know that because she named her dog Hayes, I think.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. There are probably a lot of people in Colorado from Kansas, right?
Yeah.
I want you to know that with every fiber of my being, I dislike you. No, I'm sorry. I dislike the Kansas City Chiefs.
And why?
Why?
I hear this.
It's sort of like the Patriots or like the Yankees of old or like the Lakers of old, where when a team just keeps winning, you're just like, you're tired of it. And Patrick with his voice. And then Travis is just like, Travis Kelce is just in your face. Like he and his brother are in every commercial, and it's Taylor and Travis. And it's like, ugh, just everything about them is too much. The fact is they cheat. They don't cheat. The refs just don't call them for things and call everybody else. It's a nightmare. And I've spent this entire season, I think they only lost one game all season. Maybe two. No, they lost two.
They lost to the Broncos, right?
Well, they put their scrubs in on the last game of the season.
Let's go Broncos! The Broncos!
Okay. Oh my God, Mike Kliss. I wonder if he knows that we're doing his imitation every time we say that. Okay. I have wanted them to lose every single game. Like, I have just actively sat. My son leaves the room. He's even left the house when the Chiefs are playing. Because I still watch, and I have this visceral. I'm like, because the Broncos were ahead of them in the first time we played them.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove down the field, 2 seconds left on the clock. We're in field goal range. And for the first time, like, it never happens. They blocked the field goal. And there was no offsides. It was like, they did. It's like, and they won. And I'm sitting there with my visceral hatred of this piece of crap team. And no matter what, at the end of the game, between the refs and Kermit, they find a way to win. Okay? Mm-hmm. All this is background.
Okay.
I've hated them,
which I don't,
and they win.
I don't like the hate because both Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were drafted by the Chiefs. It's not like they did some, like in the NBA, LeBron joined the Heat and they just kind of pulled all their money together and they created this super team. There was more hate for that because it's like you just kind of teamed up.
Yes, they bought a championship.
This is just, the team just drafted really well. In fact, Travis Kelce was drafted in the third round. He was a 63rd pick.
Name any other teams in the playoffs.
I couldn't, but it's like other teams had plenty of opportunities to draft him and they chose not to.
So
and now they're
Commanders and Eagles. I just wanted to say that.
That you Googled though too.
I did.
Okay.
But I knew the other two.
Here's the question for even non-sports fans. And I need people to sound off at 303-222-5423. First off, text in, tell me I'm a D for hating Kansas. Great, don't care. I have cheered so hard against them, and it has bit me in the butt every single game. Follow me on this. I love Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills.
I'm aware.
University of Wyoming. Mm-hmm. He's just a good old boy. I feel like he probably drinks a Coors Banquet before they go on the field. Like, I love that man. Up until a few minutes ago, I wanted them to win more than anything in the world. I feel that if we all get behind the Kansas City Chiefs, instead of hating them, we root for them.
Okay.
In a bizarre twist of reverse, stop looking at me like that, reverse psychology. What if we do what T-Hack said and flip it? And we, instead of, because I think our collective hatred goes up to God or Allah or whatever, and then they go, no, and they let Chiefs win. It's a spite move.
Yeah, it's kind of like we talk about when you're manifesting, your brain doesn't recognize the word no or don't. So when you say don't think about zebras, you just thought of a zebra.
Correct.
So like, don't let the Chiefs win.
Yes.
Chiefs win is all that's hearing.
But if I go out and say, please let the Chiefs win, they will win. So tell me what we do. Because I want us Denverites, us Coloradoans to collectively come together and crush these pieces of hell.
Are we better off if the Bills win than the...
Yes.
Like, we're either way...
Yes, they're farther away.
Okay. There's people from New York here, probably.
No! Text in if you're from New York. 303-222. Just, you're the manifester. Will it work?
I don't know. I don't think we have any... I think our team isn't playing. We're not on the field. I think we're just so far removed from...
If I buy Chiefs jerseys tonight for us, will you wear one on?
Oh, absolutely. But I don't care who wins. But I'll wear it.
Yeah, she wants a Kelce jersey because of Taylor Swift.
No, I just want a jersey.
All right. Go Chiefs. If you think I'm right, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So there's, I don't know if this was on Reddit or where this was, but I was looking at it. It's, a guilty pleasure that everyone should try at least once.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's a few different things on there that I kind of want to just go over a couple on the list and see if we should try it together or...
Yes.
Like, one, do things that are reserved for kids.
Mm. Yeah.
Like the jungle gym?
I know this sounds stupid because it's not actually reserved for kids, but like go to the zoo or go to one of the... jumpy places.
Yes. What came to my mind first.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
As an adult.
But I always go with a kid. I feel like
so don't look like a weirdo.
Yeah. Can you just roll in as an adult?
I don't know.
Yes, absolutely you can.
No, you can't.
Yes. It's not like only birthday parties can be held there.
I know, but aren't they weird when you're like...
No.
They would not be weird if you went in. But if I go in. If I
pull up
in my windowless white cargo van.
No, it's fine. You can do it.
A bag of Snickers falls out of the driver's seat. No, don't you kind of look weird?
Yes.
Like, I can't go in the ball pit at Chick-fil-A.
Well, no. There's like height restrictions.
No, is there?
Yeah. You got to be under 3, I think, to be in there.
Oh, all right.
You're supposed to be. But I agree. If you and I rolled in, like a group of guys were like, we're just going to go and jump in around with all the little kids, I think that would be, it might technically be fine, but they would be frowned upon, like all the other parents, if we were playing like adults.
Yeah.
Well, no, you still give trampoline. Like the kids space, but like you can do that. It's fine.
Okay. So what are we going to do?
Well, let's go to...
Are we going to go to jump, like air, what's, what are the names of these places? Arizona?
There used
Sky
to be
Zone is
Sky
the
Zone.
Yeah.
Sky Zone. There you go. This is not for kids. Shameless plug. If you own the Sandlot, we really want to go.
Sandbox.
We want to go to the Sandbox.
Yes. Sandlot too. You know what? Let's play some baseball.
Like, it's kind of expensive, but I heard it's really fun.
It looks so dope.
I have 3 VR sets at my house.
All right.
So I can get as far away from reality as possible.
But I mean, this is a place where you put the thing. It kind of seems a kid, but it's still grown up kid. Like, you wear VR,
you can, like,
and haptic
zombies.
Vests.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And then you like, you're there and they're like, all of us are in there and like, then zombies are just around us. And like, I can see you next to me, Hack. And I'm like, get him! And when it's like,
it would just be him that we have to yell at.
Yeah, oh, of course. He's just in there going, do I shoot with which hand?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's,
well, and I've done things like I've gone go-karting with my friends, and again, it's, we're always, yes, you're always kind of frowned upon because there's little kids who don't, and then like we know how to drive real cars.
No,
so
like
we're
Boondocks, I love it.
Yeah, but it just feels like, eh, like
no,
you're not supposed
you gotta
to
do it. And pro tip, not Boondocks, but other places that do that, if you tip the dude, there's a governor on the thing that keep them at a max speed, and if you're like, hey man,
take it off,
I need you to turn that off for this race. It was UNSA racing. They're not called that anymore. It's turned into something else. It's like Highway 36 and I-25.
Mm.
Right there. It used to be a Toyota dealership. Now it's a racing thing. Mm. I tipped the dude because all the kids were talking to me like, yeah, you're never going to beat us. And I was like, we did like four races. And on the last one, I'm like, because they can do it from the computer.
Oh,
they don't
really?
Have to do it into the, yeah. So if you screw up and you're like railing people, they can put the governor, they're like, because they did it to my daughter and she wasn't doing anything wrong. They put it on the wrong car.
Oh.
And all of a sudden her car is just getting lapped.
Aww.
And then I went, it was her birthday, and I went up and I'm like, hey, it's her, like, no, you have to, she has to be able to go fast.
Okay.
So, no, go-karting. That's a good one. Let's do that too.
Okay.
All right, here's another one on the list. Eat a steak with your hands.
That's weird, but like,
it's
okay.
It's like a guilty pleasure that everyone should try once. I've never done it.
No,
and when
neither.
I read that, I was like, that's the stupidest thing. I want to be refined, but I think it might be really good.
Would you cut it into the strips and then do the strip?
No.
Or you just pick the whole thing up and hork it?
Yeah. And just
it does feel wrong, but that might feel kind of good.
Dude,
you know, to like,
you of all people. Like, I'm just, okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know how to say this.
Too.
Okay. Your wife goes on vacation, takes the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to eat?
Where am I not going? I'm going just to Culver's. I'm going
food tour.
Okay. Yeah. Fast food tour.
Do you silverware Culver's?
No.
Okay. Next place.
Wendy's.
You silverware at Wendy's?
Just in the Frosty.
Okay. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. I don't use it. No.
When
I don't
you're
use
going
it.
Guilty pleasure, T-Hack,
mm-hmm.
You eat like a caveman. I bet you even squat.
I do. And I put my loincloth on.
Culver's, thanks you. So I think we should try that.
Okay, that I could. Yeah, that might awaken something in me. Something that seems that
do
sounds
you
good.
Is this one that we do together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, do you think we have to warn? Do we call like Ocean Prime and go, listen, three of us coming into the bar. You can put us in a private room if you need to. But we're
things are gonna get ugly.
Okay. Here's the next one. A spa day.
Yeah.
I have never done that ever. I've never had a massage.
Really?
Foot, back. Yeah, I've never had.
So you haven't had somebody, have you had a pedicure? A manicure?
I think I've had the foot one time.
That's pedicure.
One time, and I felt so weird. I just felt undeserving of it, like when I left.
I agree wholeheart. It feels very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not my servant. Like, I know I'm paying you for this, but it feels, I don't like it.
Yeah, I've never been back. I just did it once, and I didn't enjoy it while it's happening. And because
you can't get it out of your head that you're like,
yeah, I'm undeserving, and my feet are like, I'm like, they're too gross for you. Like, because I went with my wife, and hers are all like, her nails are painted and all that, and mine are just, ugh.
Janky.
Loincloth.
Do you guys want to do that?
Absolutely.
I've gotten like one massage.
I've gotten one full spa day.
Like, you did what?
So my friend, we went to Arizona. It was like a work trip for her. They got plus ones. And it was like a full day in this hotel spa where we had like full body massages. There were like,
did you get booze?
Mm-hmm.
Like there champagne?
There was a bunch of drinks, the steam room. Like, it was a beautiful spa. And we just hung out.
Did you feel worthy of it?
No, but it's easy to.
I wasn't trying to be weird.
No, I know. It's easier to get over that. When it's like just all around you, like I totally understand.
When everyone's being treated,
yeah,
like the strip.
But
mall
like you have to walk
pedicure.
Through the locker room,
yes.
to get to the spot or the
and put on a robe
steam
that
room.
Is like
yes, exactly.
Clearly worth more money than you make.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I can barely put a robe on.
Yeah,
it's like take it off. I don't
it's
deserve.
It's so
that.
Nice. Or like even if you just get like acupuncture or cupping, like do that.
Cupping.
I thought that cost extra.
Loincloth.
Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Okay, so Aaron has given up dating again. Just want to, I'm going to throw that out
like
there.
Like official though. To the point where I unsubscribed from Raya. Like, I'm done with the apps.
You're done dating. You're with done dating, app dating.
But that's a big leap, right? Because Raya, you got to jump through some hoops to get on it, right?
Yeah.
So that's a big decision.
She's that convinced. But remember the last time you did this? You're like, I'm done. I quit.
But I was, like, I'm keeping Raya.
No, but 4 days later, you're back on Hinge.
Yeah.
Like, still with not. A vengeance.
Yeah, I got that out of the way. I'm better now.
Aaron's back.
So recently, I don't remember where I was, but I saw somebody cute. And you know me, I have no ability to approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even remember who said this, because it was somebody obviously smarter and more in the zeitgeist than anyone in this room. But they were like, you should sticky note her. And I was like, what? And I just let it go.
That sounds... Like
they said you should post it, her. And I was like, post? Is that an app? Or like, post it.
Huh.
And then, same as sticky note. So I just found a story of what this is talking about. Guys, if you're single, or girls, anybody, you should carry around post-it notes, sticky notes.
Huh?
Okay. All I'm thinking about is Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Because they invented the sticky part?
Okay, that's a good movie. Anyways.
Wait a minute. Did one of the guys in the Monkees actually invent that?
What?
One of the guys.
That's the first time hearing about that.
Michael Nesmith invented something. He was one of the dudes in the Monkees, or his mom did. It was either Whiteout. It could be one of those urban legends. My God, this show is so tangential. Like, Michael Nesmith. Like
MTV.
They invented MTV?
Yeah.
No.
The concept of MTV.
No, it was something else. It was something like an office supply thing. I thought it was Whiteout or the sticky stuff that's on a post-it note.
His mother invented liquid paper.
There you go. That's Whiteout. There you go. That's Whiteout. Crazy. See, I was right.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, cool. So this is the question. And I don't want to beat this to death here, but like, they basically say, like, you're a King Soopers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my situation, there's this cute girl. She's right. She's like, I want to say something, but I don't know what to say. Because, like, what do you... Tiak, you have no frame of reference because you've been married since you were an embryo. But, like...
Yeah, I could never approach a woman. But what, even my wife, it's like,
You just threw cards at her.
Yeah.
Such an obscure...
I was kind of an innovator. I was ahead of my time. I just didn't have the sticky part.
What... Let's say she's got big, gorgeous eyes. If I point that out, do you think I'm the first guy to say that?
No.
So then I don't want to point that out because I'm just like, I'm saying what everybody else is saying.
Mm.
Like, so then what do you, can I have your number? No. I don't want to give, no.
You can say that.
I know I can say that, but she's just going to say no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
See,
the
see how easy it is flowing off your tongue?
No, the two guys.
You've said it three times now.
Hold on.
Okay, go.
The two guys that I had met in person that I've been on dates with literally just said, hey, can I have your number? And I said, yeah.
Wow.
No preamble. No. Like, my name's Chet.
No.
Just like, can I have your number?
I guess there was maybe a little.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how to do the preamble.
Nothing crazy.
Were you ever at a grocery store or anything? You were at, okay.
They were like bars.
Grocery store gets weird because it's like, what, are you going to use my King Super, like my points or what?
Right.
Like, what are you
why do you
for?
Want my number? I got to go fuel my car. You're right.
Yeah.
That's smart. I'll give my number out to anybody who wants it because I have so many points.
Oh, I'll use them. You don't fill up your car. I'm using it.
Yeah, use my, like, my. Oh my God, you should. My parents are using it. My dad's the one who drove. Now he's dead. So nobody's using my points.
Wow.
Do you have my phone number? Memorize my phone number. You have it, but do you have it memorized?
No.
You got to memorize it. And then, like, I am your King Supers. I probably have let thousands of dollars worth of gas points expire.
Oh no.
All right. Anyway.
But I think, Aaron, are you saying that it was because that's so rare for a guy to just come up and just like blatantly just like, let's cut to it. I'd like your number.
Yeah.
That it's kind of, is it refreshing?
For sure.
Or whatever. Okay.
But shouldn't you ask a number? Like, shouldn't you ask, are you single first?
No, because that would come in the answer. Like if someone asked, can I have your number? You would say,
no,
hey,
I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
What's it for? Like, yeah.
Are you going to use my consumers?
So here's what they say to do. And which I also, that I was trying to ask you, Aaron, but I don't know if you can accurately
judge. Do you want my number?
No, I don't want your number. But like, they say to have post-it notes and then just write like a brief introduction and a phone number on the note. Like, hey, saw you looking at pineapples. Think you're cute. 303-222-5423.
My name is Alice.
But you know what I'm saying? And then the thing about it being a sticky note, then do you like, boop, like, do you stick it
but
to
you
them?
Want to make sure that they see it and see you.
Right. Like, I think you still,
if it's just kind of go like,
but
yeah.
is that endearing? Because they're saying it's the new thing. It's literally...
It feels cute. It feels kind of endearing, but it also feels a little like a cop out. Like I'm too scared to talk to you, so I'll just sneak you a note, and run away.
Or also, if you're carrying around Post-its, like how many people are you giving that to? You might as well have a business card.
Mm-mm.
Because it's going to be uniquely tailored to you. It's going to say
something.
You're not
going to write the same introduction.
No, I'm going to write like saw you at the kumquats. Okay. Or wherever.
How many gas points do you have?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. Listen, when you get an urge to boink, find a room.
Oh, sorry. You saw that?
Put your pants back on.
I've got a story of, I read the headline and immediately I said, sign me up.
All right, well, we'll look forward to the headline then.
The Slacker Show's Stupendously Stupid Stories.
For the record, the headline is The Butter and Cheese Diet.
Oh,
who doesn't want that?
Okay.
Right? Doctors at a hospital in Florida thought they had seen it all until they met a man with an unusual condition.
Okay.
He was oozing this like yellowy, fatty substance out of his palms, feet, and elbows, and they just...
I'm sorry. Palms,
feet, and elbows.
He was just oozing.
Like this, like kind of fatty, yellowish.
Okay. All right, I don't think anybody wants to hear the rest of the story.
So doctors were like, "We got to figure this out immediately." The doctors learned that he had spent the past 8 months eating a daily diet consisting of 9 pounds of cheese and butter.
What? A day,
along with beef and other fatty.
9 pounds
a day.
And it's oozing.
It's literally oozing out of this man's skin. And it helped him lose weight at first.
What?
But it's...
Yeah, I imagine everything's just slipping right out. Are you telling me?
It did raise his cholesterol.
To what?
1,000.
What?
Oh my God.
9!
The yellow substance was literally cholesterol coming out of his blood vessels. So I don't know.
They examined the substance and it was cholesterol.
Yeah, just straight up cholesterol.
Oh, man.
No idea how he's doing
now.
No,
he's dead. He's dead.
I know.
See, I'm only leaking out of my elbows. So I've got a few more months.
You're in the clear.
Oh, yeah. You're good. You're only doing like 7 pounds of cheese, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I seriously, I got a gag reflex thing
elbow
going
bump.
Right now.
Come on.
High five.
My story is also out of order. A police officer was driving down the road at 4:20.
Sup, bro?
A.M.
Oh.
When he happened upon a couple where a woman was bent over and the man was making, I didn't mean to do that. I meant... Thrusty motions behind her. They pulled over, and there was some cheesy-like substance oozing out of... not his elbows. Not his
third arm.
Anyway, they got him dressed and they took him to the police. I don't really have any more of my story other than I forgot to tell you it was in Key West, Florida.
Which
has now been renamed Kinky West. Kinky.
Yeah.
I see what you tried to do there.
Last time I vacationed in Florida.
I don't know if that was that couple or the ooze out of this man's elbow.
Those were all these stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.